Urban Radio Show. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We have a caller on the line, Zane in Washington. And Zane, if I'm not mistaken, you are the creator of the video version of All Wars Are Bankers' Wars.
Yeah, that's right. And I wanted to let you and your audience know that that has been registered with the Library of Congress. And what that means is that this can now be put into the local public library as part of their collection.
Well, that's going to be a good thing, especially because I know I'm sending you some creative suggestions, but you're basically going to be issuing the new version of the video on DVD, and you're going to be making it available.
Right. What this means is that people can contact us, and if they would like to take a copy of this to their local public library, and the library will accept it because, it has an ISDN number, which is what was required for a library. And so they will accept it into their collection. And I was really thinking of just doing this, offering this for free. I have a certain number of boxes that would be suitable for presentation with, put the DVD in the box and send it off to people that would like to take this to their librarians, their library director, whoever it is, and say we'd like to see this in the collection.
Well, there's something else that this a DVD version would be really good for, and that has to do with what's called the community access rule regarding cable TV providers, because all cable TV companies in the United States of America, they have to have a channel devoted to the local community, and the community is allowed to come in and put basically whatever they want on that channel for people to see. And it was over community access on Maui that I first saw the Jeremiah Films video, The Clinton Chronicles. And this is a tremendous way to get this information out to people who don't see it on the internet. And Zane, I am working on some suggestions for the new version of the video. I'm going to devote the weekend to it and get that to you. But as soon as the DVD is ready to be distributed, we'll have you back on the show. We're going to put up a big web page and a banner ad and get that out there. And I understand ever since it became known that the Facebook was blocking anyone's attempt to link to the YouTube version of this video, other people have put up additional YouTube copies of it. It's over at Vimeo, and it really is getting out there. And at this point, because there are so many sources, it's hard to say how many people have watched this video now. But even YouTube on the page that is being blocked by Facebook shows it over 500,000. So the word is definitely getting out. And I apologize for my delay in getting my suggestions to you. It's just been an incredibly, extraordinarily busy week, and we had some emergency things come up that I had to really deal with ahead of time. But I will get that information to you over the weekend.
One more thing, Michael.
Yeah.
If this is acceptable content for the local public library, which it is, it's in the catalog here at our local library,
mm-hmm.
Facebook's seems to feel that it's objectionable. Well, there's a real problem, and now that if this has become commercialized, I can show some financial harm that's being done by Facebook.
Well, that would be an expensive litigation. Facebook has now changed the message. It used to be objectionable content. Now they're saying it's an unspecified security threat. And I think they're reacting to the fact that they're trying to keep people from posting this video to Facebook by now saying that this page at YouTube contains a security threat, which I'm sure is going to be big news to YouTube.
Right. Well, if Facebook, if there's anybody out there in the legal field that would like to take this on, we could put the call out here on your radio show, to contact us. And, Facebook's got a lot of money.
Well, Facebook has a lot of money, but something? We can go right past them. We already have with Vimeo, with Documentary Films website has got a local copy of it, and now we're getting out the DVD, and basically my advice would be to ignore Facebook because they got a lot of money, and they also have a lot of lawyers to keep this tied up in court for a lot of years, and the goal of this is to get this information out there to the public to understand that these wars and assassinations and coup d'etats are all being driven by these money junkies, and they've been playing this game for hundreds of years, and it is time for it to stop.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was just thinking out loud. I was thinking about Facebook, and you know, there's only a small number of lawyers that would even be able to understand this issue in the United States. It's just such a new field, so many new issues. But, you know, like you said yesterday, I think at some point that, you know, you and I, people like us, we don't really have freedom of speech. It's corporations have freedom of speech.
It is that absurd here where, you know, where we're confined to these little cages. You know, but corporations are allowed to lie. The FDA is out there saying that, you know, food manufacturers can put all natural on their label, even if it is not all natural, because to deny them the use of that word is a violation of the corporation's right to freedom of speech. I mean, that's how completely absurd it is. But the goal of my original article, All Wars Are Banker Wars, and the video, and this, the reason I support the video, is to get the information out. Nothing that we're doing here even comes close to being a money-making opportunity. If I wanted to be making money, you know, I'd be doing something completely different here. I'm doing what I'm doing. You're doing what you're doing. Republic Broadcasting is doing what they're doing, because we are literally on the brink of being driven into a new horrendous global conflict, just because the bankers can make money off of both sides in that war. And that really has to come to a screeching halt, because the last world war ended with nuclear weapons. This one is probably going to start with them.
Well, it's one of the protocols of Zion, I guess, to rewrite history. And
well,
so
we're
right, going right up against the protocol, you know, and trying to give a history lesson. And, you know,
that's hardly confined to the protocols. Every government, every victor in a conflict, every religion constantly tries to rewrite history to control what your brain knows so that you will come to the conclusions they want you to come to. That's all mind control is. There's no rays in the sky or chemicals in the water. All mind control is controlling the brain by controlling what it knows to see that you get only the information that would lead you of your own free will to come to the engineered conclusion. Oh, we must go to war. There is no choice. We must give more of our money to the bank. We must we must fight global warming. They all lie. That's the whole point of another project I'm working on right now, that governments and corporations and religions always lie. That's how they control you. That is their power over you, that they will lie to you, and that you are trained from birth to presume that they're telling you the truth.
Oh, that's just depressing. But hey, I wish you well, and I look forward to hearing from you on your edits, and we'll get a really nice video together. People will be very happy, I'm sure, with the result.
Well, I'm sure that we will, and I will over the weekend here. And again, I apologize, but you know, I'm working a 12, 14-hour day schedule as it is, and some of these other projects, I'm not getting to them in as timely a manner as I would absolutely like to. So, Zane, we're going to let you go. We're coming up here on a commercial break. And once again, that Zane there is the guy who made that video out of my broadcast of All Wars Are Bankers' Wars, and it's just gone all over the globe. And obviously, the money junkies are very much afraid of the people of planet Earth waking up and realizing that all these wars and assassinations and coup d'etat, it's all about the money junkies just having to have more. It doesn't matter how many people are homeless or hungry or killed or crippled. They're really very sick people, and they need to be recognized as such, not lionized and honored for having acquired more of the gold stuff and the paper stuff than anybody else. All righty, we're coming up on a commercial break. When we come back, interesting new developments regarding the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel. It is starting to develop some solid, solid legs. We'll be right back.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Well, there's drugs to get you up, and there's drugs to help you get down. There's drugs you get from a doctor, and there's drugs you get downtown. And there's drugs that help your hearing, even drugs that help your sight. And there's drugs that help you think that every little thing is gonna be alright. Smoke and steam and even shots, pills, capsules, little drops.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, yesterday we were reporting on how the government of France had issued a warning to all of their citizens not to do business with companies that are operating in the illegal settlements in the West Bank, because they are illegal under international law, and if you are doing business with them, you run the risk of, legal problems, financial problems, fines, and so forth and so on. Well, today, Spain and Italy have issued the same warning to their citizens. Don't do business with these companies operating in the illegal settlements. You are at risk of violation of international law. So, and of course, Great Britain and Germany have issued that same warning to their people, not to do business with those illegal settlements, with businesses operating in the illegal settlements. Now, a lot of those companies in the illegal settlements mislabel their products to say made in Israel when they very clearly are not, to try and get around this whole boycott movement. But it's growing and it's got teeth, and Netanyahu's out there screaming, you're all anti-Semites and I'm going to have the Americans nuke you. Now, Israel is pushing the idea that the best solution for what's going on in Iraq is to break it apart into pieces, a Shiite section, a Sunni section, and a Kurdish section. And this serves Israel's interest because three small nations are not going to be able to resist control by Israel the way a single large nation could. It's also a big part of the reason why Israel continues to flog the world, primarily the United States, that you must go to war against Iran. You must go to war against Iran. And over at thetruthshallsetyoufree.net, they have another article where Israel is once again ramping up their propaganda campaign that this pending nuclear deal with Iran is bad and it should not move forward. They're really going in and bombing them and destroying their power stations and their centrifuges and their medical isotope factories is the only acceptable solution to them. Which is kind of weird because Israel is not part of the P5 plus one. They actually don't have standing to be making any comments about what's going on between all of these various parties. They're just out there screaming about what they want, when they want it, and think it's a law of nature. Israel, of course, does have nuclear weapons, has not signed the Non-Proliferation Treaty, will not allow IAEA inspections. Excuse me, I'm having allergies today. Now, getting on back to Israel, Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman responded to the hundreds of Israeli Arab demonstrators who clashed with police at Al-Fam Junction during a protest against IDF efforts to track down these supposed kidnapped teenagers in the West Bank. And he just said that they're all terrorists in every sense of the word. Anybody who opposes Israel should be treated as terrorists in every sense of the word. This very high rhetoric. And Israel is still moaning and groaning that the world doesn't seem all that interested in these three kids, and that's mostly because we've seen these propaganda tricks before. I'm sure those kids are all very comfortable in some four-star hotel somewhere hiding out while Israel uses this as an excuse to go in and try and break up the Hamas-Fatah unity government, which is, Israel said, they were going to find some way to do this. But getting on back to Lieberman screaming that anybody who opposes Israel is a terrorist, he ought to be really kind of careful. Because Israel has been using the phrase anti-Semite so much and so often against so many people that it's lost its shock value. They've worn it out. Israel says, you're an anti-Semite, and everybody goes, okay, no big deal. And Israel is now starting to do the exact same thing with the word terrorist. They're applying it to everyone they disagree with. And they're going to overuse it. They're going to wear it out. It's going to lose its shock value. And it'll just become part of the cacophony of meaningless noise coming from Israel's government. It's like when you see a person becoming hysterical. It no longer matters what they're saying. Your perception is they're just going hysterical. And that's what the Israeli government is doing right now. Now, out here in the Pacific Ocean, this is a story out of idriveworships.wordpress.com, interesting article about 22 nations ready for the world's largest maritime exercise, and they're talking about RIMPAC 2014. This is a massive naval exercise that takes place every other year, and it is taking place right now. It officially started yesterday. And it will run through to August 1st. And it's basically 22 nations, 49 surface ships, 6 submarines, 200 aircraft, 25,000 people. And some of the countries that are in there, Australia, Brunei, Canada, Chile, Colombia, France, India, Indonesia, Japan, Malaysia, Mexico, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, and for the first time, the People's Republic of China, plus Peru, South Korea, Republic of the Philippines, Singapore, Tonga, United Kingdom, and of course the United States. And there's already big aircraft carrier down there at the bottom of the hill. Obviously, I have a ringside seat. I can look out this window. I look down on Pearl Harbor. I can see the Missouri and the Arizona and all these ships. And I expect that this year on the 4th of July, the U.S. Navy is going to put on a really good fireworks show just to show off to all these other nations. Now, a lot of people are kind of wondering why China is involved in RIMPAC this year, given the strained relations between China and many of the other nations taking part in RIMPAC, especially the United States. Well, obviously, this is a chance for everybody to spy on everybody else's weapons technology, look for really good ideas. But I couldn't help but think about Tom Clancy's book, The Debt of Honor, in which Japan decides they're going to go to war against the United States. They develop clandestine nuclear weapons. They cause a financial crash. And then in the middle of what is supposed to be a joint training exercise, Japan accidentally cripples two U.S. aircraft carriers and kills off two 688 fast attack subs. Now, I don't think China is stupid enough to attack the rest of RIMPAC participants. But obviously, were something to happen to the RIMPAC assemblage of ships, it's going to leave the Pacific pretty much unguarded and unprotected. My concern is how desperate the U.S. government is to get into a war with China so that the yuan is no longer competition for the U.S. dollar. And we know we're hearing all this talk coming from John McCain and Dianne Feinstein about big attack is coming, that horrible things are going to go on. So knowing that the yuan is on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list, one possible scenario for a U.S. false flag is for the U.S. to sink some of the RIMPAC ships and blame it on China. And all of a sudden, having a ringside seat here at Pearl Harbor isn't sounding as good as it did earlier on here. All right, going to talk about the economy a little bit. Article out of Investment Watch blog. Zentner is saying the Fed is overestimating U.S. economic growth, which certainly is supportable, given how on the 1st of April they claimed the first quarter GDP had grown by 0.1%, and now they're hemming and hawing and shuffling their feet and looking downcast and saying actually it shrank by annualized 2.9% down, which is a major retraction in the economy here. So, yeah, we know they're fudging the numbers. They're cooking the books all over Wall Street, all over Washington, D.C. In fact, there's a story also from Investment Watch blog dealing with the new Barclays scandal, the dark pool scandal. And it goes right up to the top of Barclays. Their managers told the employees to falsify the data. This is coming from the Attorney General of New York. It's all being held together through fraud. Mark Carney's admitting the Bank of England is manipulating the markets. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and they're announcing that 200 troops are arriving at this oil refinery that is currently under the control of the Sunni insurgency. That's what it's all about. It's all about the oil. It's all about making sure that all of the world's oil, gold, silver, uranium, tantalum, platinum, rare earths are traded for only in U.S. dollars. So Wall Street gets that mafia-like piece of the action off of everybody else's commerce. They don't want to work. They don't want to make things. They don't want to grow things. No, they just want everybody who is actually manufacturing or engaging in agriculture to have to just sort of give them a piece of the action. That's what this whole scam has been about. Alrighty, let's see. Detroit collapses into third world ruin as nearly half the residents can no longer afford to pay for running water. I mean, we have the U.S. government is getting ready to buy underwear for these illegal immigrants coming across the border, but they can't help the people of Detroit buy water. Water was originally supposed to be a public utility. It's supposed to be there for everybody. By the way, in Detroit, their high-end country club, golf club, the Red Wings hockey arena, and the Ford football stadium owe $30 million in overdue water bills. Nobody's shutting their water off. That lawyer who's involved in Detroit's emergency management has absolutely hit it on the head. Detroit is being strip-mined for the bankers and bondholders. And who cares if half the city dies of thirst? They won't. 3 days without water, they're going to be ready to riot. That's absolutely what's going to be happening here. Story over at X Republic TV. As predicted, most Obamacare customers will face serious premium hikes next year unless they change their health insurance again. This is according to a study from Avalere Health. What does it mean by change policies? Go to a smaller policy with fewer benefits, higher deductible? The Affordable Care Act did not bring affordable care to the American people. The Affordable Care Act was all about creating $200 billion a year in brand new profit for the health insurance companies that authored the ACA, who would then give the U.S. federal government a piece of the action in the form of taxes. That hasn't worked. That's why they're back screaming about global warming and carbon taxes and all the rest of that nonsense here. Continuing pressure on police by the British subjects to probe Wonga's scam of sending bogus legal letters to customers to try and flog more money out of them. Just one of many underhanded procedures we're seeing from these payday loan companies. These payday loan companies, they're basically legalized loan sharking. And it's another way for the money junkies to take advantage of the hardship and poverty those money junkies have imposed on the people. It's like they haven't suffered enough. Let's find another way to screw them a little harder and a little bit deeper. Meanwhile, over in France, they're seeing a huge jump in the number of unemployed in France. President Hollande claimed he was going to stem the rise in unemployment. Probably was going to have the same people calculating France's unemployment that they have in Washington, D.C. It didn't work. The numbers went up. Over in Albania, the head of their fourth largest bank has just been assassinated in broad daylight, shot at least five times walking into his office. It started with so-called suicides that were very, very questionable. And now it's just, the wet work has just blossomed into outright, yeah, we're going to kill him and we don't care if they know they got murdered. Speaking of wet work, apparently the head of the Tea Party in Mississippi has been found dead. They're claiming that was a suicide. Anyway, story coming out of ZeroHedge.com. Spain is now planning to impose a tax on all bank deposits. In other words, you will put your money in the bank and the Spanish government will get a piece of the action. Whether they call it negative interest, a tax on bank accounts, bank deposits, bail-ins, declaring that you are an unsecured investor of the bank, whatever word they're going to use, it comes down to the same thing. They're just going to help themselves to your money in the bank whenever they feel they need to keep that system going. We are all living under governments who view protecting and supporting these fictions of banks is a higher priority than taking care of human beings. That's a very, very screwed up set of priorities. Because what is a bank? It's a building with papers and computers and stuff in there. And it all operates on this religion called banking. Because banking isn't a science. It's a religion. It's an arbitrarily created set of rules that benefit the priesthood, meaning the money junkies, that we're all taught to believe is the way the world is supposed to be. And we have a government which is now willing to sacrifice the health and welfare, even the water of the American people, to keep this little religion going a little bit longer. Bloomberg is reporting that euro confidence is falling. We were talking about euroskepticism and all the attacks coming out. Oh, you euroskeptics, you're a bunch of kooks and wackos. But Bloomberg is saying that, yeah, the euroskepticism is growing. And enthusiasm for that EU and its policies, especially that private central bank, is definitely in decline. Okay, as you're probably aware, Argentina has been in a legal dispute with this Wall Street hedge fund. Argentina is claiming they engaged in fraud. The U.S. courts are siding, as usual, with the Wall Street money junkies and are demanding that Argentina pay this vulture fund $832 million to redeem bonds that were originally bought for $49 million. Let me give you those numbers again. This Wall Street hedge fund bought Argentina bonds for $49 million, and now they're demanding $832 million in repayment. That's loan sharking. Argentina doesn't have that money, and they are now basically saying they're going to default. Now, the unknown question is, did Wall Street sell credit default swaps against Argentina's debt? Because if they did and Argentina defaults, the holders of those credit default swaps are going to be pounding on those doors on Wall Street. Could bring the whole thing crashing down. Story out of Strat Risks again. China aims to break U.S. hold in Asia with a rival to the World Bank. You know, we've been talking, the World Bank is the bank of the world. No, it isn't. The World Bank is a bank to nations who are stupid enough to do business with it, because it's just another variation of private central banking. There are the private central banks that control the nations, and then they in turn go to these larger regional area banks like IMF and World Bank, and all of them answer to the top central bank of all, the Bank of International Settlements. But it really isn't global. They'd like it to be. And just as China and Russia are moving away from the U.S. dollar, they're moving away from U.S.-centric, Euro-centric banking. China is setting up its own credit ratings agencies because they no longer trust the Wall Street credit rating firm, to be honest. And China is dealing with a lot of problems with that Western-style economy in their country. China's chief auditor has discovered that there's about $15 billion worth of loans that are backed by phony gold transactions. And the possible use of collateral that's been pledged multiple times over for loans. A lot of the same allegations we're seeing regarding the New York Federal Reserve and other countries' gold reserves. We know that during the height of the mortgage-backed securities fraud, some of those mortgages were being pledged into multiple bundles. That, too, is illegal. But it made money, so it was okay to do that. Story out of Russia Today. U.S. aims to thwart Chinese Silk Road project, proclaiming its Asia pivot. Obviously, as Russia and China and the BRICS nations start to form their own economic confederation, they're opening, reopening old trade routes, setting it all back up again so they can trade and conduct business without going through the U.S. and European systems. And the U.S., of course, views this as a threat. You're not supposed to trade directly with each other. You bring your money to us, and we give you dollars, and then you give the dollars to that other country, and that country brings those dollars back to us, and we give them their currency. That's that whole Bretton Woods scam. And in the age of global instantaneous financial transfers, there really is no longer a need for there to be a single global reserve banking trade currency. It's just a scam to bring unearned wealth into Wall Street on the backs of everybody else on planet Earth. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas. And don't you get...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And kind of an interesting comment has come up regarding that horrible tragedy down in Georgia where this SWAT team kicked down the door of a house trying to find a drug criminal who actually didn't live there. And in the process, threw a flashbang grenade into a baby's crib. Just destroying the baby's face, ripping open its chest where you could see the ribs. And I don't know what the status of the baby is right now. Last I heard, medically induced coma. I obviously, very real possibility the baby's going to die. And even if he doesn't die, he's basically crippled and disfigured for life here. And everybody's trying to defend the police. Oh, it's just, it's tragic, but, you know, it's all within department policy guidelines. And we were talking about this story yesterday where the owner of one of these companies that is growing very rich off of selling military-style hardware to the police was assuring us that as soon as ISIS starts carrying out terror attacks in the United States, you'll be glad for a militarized police and you'll forget all this nonsense about that flashbang grenade and the baby. Well, just stop and ask yourself for a minute. What if the guy who threw a grenade into a baby's crib wasn't wearing a badge? What do you think would happen to the guy? And why do we now have this double standard where the police are allowed to commit acts of mayhem and violence and terror and get away with it? There's another story out there where apparently one of these SWAT teams is in fact a privately run police corporation working for the city under contract, and they're resisting Freedom of Information Act requests for their activities on the basis of, hey, we're a private company. We're not part of the government. We're just on a government contract. FOIA doesn't apply to us here. We don't have to tell you anything. Now, getting on back to this issue of a false flag attack, obviously, there is a huge rush in the U.S. government trying to get these wars going, and next week is the 4th of July, obviously a highly symbolic target. And we could see some kind of a false flag attack a week from today. Might even be a week from yesterday to just maximize the impact through that whole holiday weekend. Because remember, after 9/11 happened, and it was basically in New York, they shut down air travel all over the country to inconvenience everybody and make them feel the threat and danger was immediate. Because that is a classic hallmark of a false flag. No matter where it appears to be centered, they have to make you feel that you are under immediate threat. So, false flag against RIMPAC, blame on China is one possibility. Set off a nuclear bomb someplace in the United States is a possibility. Dust several cities with anthrax is a possibility. Knock out the electrical power grid, which isn't going to affect us here in Hawaii or up in Alaska because we're not plugged into that grid. Takedown of the internet, there are all kinds of possibilities. But if something should happen, whatever the official story is, the very first question you should ask yourself, why would the designated bad guy do what you're being told they did, knowing what the inevitable response is going to be? Because none of these stories ever stood up. Assad gassing his own people. Why would he do that? I don't know. He's cheap because he's Assad, because he's evil, because he's a Muslim. And if you're a real American, you won't question the official story. Well, I guess that makes me a very poor American here. Now, speaking of questioning the official story, we've been hearing now for a couple of weeks about all these children who are walking up from Guatemala and Nicaragua, and they're coming across Mexico to get to the Texas border, and they're pouring across the border, and the U.S. is just grabbing them all up and stashing them in reactivated army bases and all over the place, and everybody's wondering, why don't you just enforce the border laws here? And people were starting to wonder, first of all, they're not children. Most of them seem to be young men aged 14 to 17, high schoolers, just approaching the perfect age for military enlistment. And a lot of people were pointing out, these kids seem to be in very clean clothes for having walked all the way from Central America, and now CBS TV News blew the cover off. These young men, 14 to 17, are being brought to the Mexican border on trains. Freight trains, passenger trains, they got video of it. The Mexican government is obviously actively involved in shipping these children into Texas. Why? Obviously, one possibility is to bring in so many illegals and spread them all throughout America. They can't be tracked down and shipped back. So we'll have to have amnesty now. We'll have to change our immigration policy where everybody here is automatically a citizen and available to pay taxes and eligible for military service, which does sort of go a long way to explaining why the emphasis on this migration appears to be young males aged 14 to 17. It sounds like someone's starting to build a potential new army inside the United States of America, one that will not be strongly resistant to the idea of killing the legal American citizens of this nation. And it wouldn't be the first time that happened. Remember, King Charles I, trying to quell down his own British subjects, invited Scottish troops in to try and get things under control, which is the reason that Charles I lost his crown down to the collarbone. Article out of Investment Watch blog, the illegal invasion is destroying small-town America. These people are just being dropped off the buses everywhere. They don't actually have any place for most of them to go to. Federal government is looking at maybe using some of these abandoned Walmart stores that have gone out of business as immigrant shelters. If you're going to spend that kind of money, and look at how much money they're spending on the illegal immigrants while half of Detroit can't pay their water bill. Just get those troops, those police officers from Atlanta, Georgia, to go down to the Mexican border and start hurling flashbang grenades at those kids coming across the border, and I guarantee you the problem's going to stop. They have now confirmed swine flu is being brought into this country by what they're calling the unaccompanied minors. And remember, it has come out that the U.S. federal government issued tenders for contracts for people to accompany and take care of and move these miners wherever they're going. They've known since January this is going to happen. This is not an unexpected phenomenon. It was planned for. We keep hearing about how the U.S. government was literally taking out ads in Central America. Come to the United States. It's going to be great. You'll be let in. You'll get amnesty. Get lots of government-free stuff. What is the agenda here? Do they really think this sudden influx is going to make the economy better? Probably not. We're seeing a story in the Washington Times where all of the government's claimed job gains, which should be taken with a grain of salt, are more than absorbed by the immigrants, both legal and illegal. Jobs available for legal American citizens have not increased. We don't need an influx of workers from other countries. We don't have enough jobs for the people already here. And when you look at this focus on this specific demographic, young males 14 to 17, it looks to me like somebody's building an army. Now, the Clintons are still dealing with the backlash from the comments they were making about their wealth. And people are pointing it out. They're making the Clintons look like, you know, ultra-rich money junkies, which they are. They're well and truly into the 1%. Bill Clinton was paid $105 million for 542 speeches since 2001. That's a lot of money. That's almost $10 million a year just for flapping his yap. These are not poor people. And then Hillary wants to run in 2016. She's trying to make it look like she's just one of us ordinary Americans. She's out there saying, really, we're just as bad off as all you American workers. I'm poor. My husband's poor. My daughter is poor. The upstairs maid is poor. The chauffeur is poor. The gardener is poor. The cook is poor. The housekeeper is poor. My lawyers are all poor. My publicist is poor. My secretary is poor. We're all poor, 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 poor. And it isn't working. And Hillary does look to be flaming out before 2016. In fact, her book sales have now crashed. The reviews are absolutely atrocious. It was always a vanity project. Ooh, I'm writing a book, so I've got my picture on the cover and my name on the cover, and, you know, there's really nothing inside. But if you love Hillary, you will buy it. We have to take a break for our top of the hour segment, and we will be right back.